This letter indicating prior history and physical. Patient name John J.O.H.N.S. Shirley S.H.I.R.L.E.Y.
Okay.
Date of birth 12/1/1947. Place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service 10/29/2023. His initial history and physical. History of present illness. This is 75-year-old female. She was admitted to the hospital. Patient has multiple medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, vitamin D deficiency, spinal stenosis, asthma, DJD. Apparently, patient was reported to have unwitnessed fall while she was in the bathroom. She hit her left side of the shoulder. When the home health nurse came, she noted deformity. Patient was sent to the emergency room. Patient was noted to have left shoulder dislocation. However, she has a walker at home. She is a walker. She was unable to walk. She lived with a sister and she is also a caregiver. Her sister is recently under hospice care. Patient was evaluated. Because of femoral dysfunction, left shoulder dislocation, she was given left arm sling, S-L-I-N-G. Her routine maintenance medication continued in the hospital. She was also noted to have hypoxia, chest x-ray revealed atelectasis, CTA chest did not show PE, large hiatal hernia, hypertension was managed. She had a CHF, she was given Lasix. After stabilization, PTOT done because of femoral dysfunction, she was sent to subacute rehab today. At present, when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, a fever, no chills, some pain and aches. Get relief with medications. No headache, no dizziness. She is sitting in the chair. Past history. Hypertension, next in asthma, number 3 GERD, number 4 arthritis, number 5 spinal stenosis, number 6 thyroiditis, number 7 hypercholesterolemia, number 8 lymphedema, number 9 cataract, surgical history, cholecystectomy, bilateral knee surgery, knee replacement, laparoscopic oophorectomy, allergies, allergic to cephalosporin, adhesive, citric acid, Keflex, latex. Social history, no smoking, no drugs. She lives with the sister, who's a twin sister, at home. Currently, the sister is in hospice care. Through her system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, pain and aches, intrauterine, no hematuria, neuron, sync, endocrine, no pulmonary, no paradipsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, reentrant M3, cooperative, blood pressure 144 over 80, pulse 86, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%. Head edematous, non-cholic, cardiogenic cleric, no ear nasal discharge, throat clear, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart stiffness 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, balsam positive, extremities, left shoulder, dislocation with the sling in place, left arm sling is present, both legs, chronic edema from chronic lymphedema, is a chronic, he has a special stocking. Neuro patient awake, alert, oriented M3, cooperative. Assessment, patient is admitted with the ambulatory dysfunction, stress force recent fall, next line. Left shoulder dislocation, next line. Recent acute hypoxia due to atelectasis, CTA chest negative for PE. Requiring supplemental oxygen at this point because of atelectasis in the lungs. And episode of hypoxia. Next line, hypertension. Next line, history of CHF. Next line, mood disorder. Next line, medications upon discharge from the hospital. Tylenol, 500 milligram, 2 tablets, 3 times a day for 10 days. Atenolol 25 mg daily, budesonide, 2 spray each nostril daily, calcium with vitamin D supplement, 2 tablets twice a day, cetirizine 10 mg daily, cranberry 400 mg capsule daily, famotidine 20 mg daily, Flovent inhaler 2 puffs twice a day, Lasix 20 mg daily, Erbisartan, IRB, ESARTN 150 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Potassium chloride 20 MEQ daily, Probiotic 1 capsule daily for 1 week, Raloxifene, R-A-L-O-X-I-F-E-N, Raloxifene 60 mg daily, Sertraline 50 mg daily, Simvastatin 40 mg at night, Tramadol 50 mg Q6 hour PRN. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, PTOT, for all precautions. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. And all her medication reviewed by me and discussed the staff. Thank you.